I'm Dan Klefstad. Governor J.B. Pritzker's agriculture director is out. John Sullivan acknowledged he received but did not act on an email 7 years ago which referenced an alleged rape cover-up and illegal hiring. He said yesterday he did not read lobbyist Michael McLean's email thoroughly at the time, but he accepts responsibility for the unintentional oversight. The email asked for leniency for a loyal state employee who, quote, has kept his mouth shut on ghost workers, the rape in Champaign, and other items, unquote. In other news, U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is criticizing a change in work requirements that could cost tens of thousands of Illinoisans to lose food aid. Brian Mackey has more.
The work requirements apply to able-bodied adults under 50 and without dependents. Such people will be limited to 3 months of assistance in a three-year period. Durbin says he's okay with incentivizing people to move toward jobs, but not by withholding their food.
Many of the people we're talking about, on the face of it, look like employable individuals who there's no good reason why they wouldn't be working. Some of them are struggling with mental illness. Some of them just have psychological problems and other problems that make it difficult for them to be a dutiful employee that you can count on, that somebody would really want to hire.
The requirements have existed for years, but states could get exemptions. A recent change from the Trump administration is expected to make that less likely. I'm Brian Mackey.
A food trucking company wants to start a new side business to stay open, growing craft cannabis. The East Peoria Zoning Board of Appeals approved Roy Source's application to start up a craft growing and infusing operation. Source says the nationwide truck driver shortage hit his family business hard.
The shortage is very severe and hinders our ability to grow and prosper, as many of our employees can attest to. And I'm trying to avoid further job loss and or relocation from our area.
Source employs 20 people. If his proposal is approved, he can ask the state for a cannabis business permit. DuPage County authorities say forensic tests link a man who died in 1981 to the 1976 strangulation death of a teenager. The man may also be responsible for the deaths of at least two others. Law enforcement officials say evidence recovered from the body of Pamela Maurer matches evidence collected from the body of Bruce Lindahl. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. A Carbondale woman was killed after she was hit at least twice while crossing the street over the weekend. Carbondale police say they were called out around 7:30 Saturday evening to the 400 block of East Walnut Street. That's where they found 42-year-old Maria Martin unresponsive. They say she'd been hit by two vehicles. Martin was taken to Memorial Hospital, where she was later pronounced dead. Investigators say they learned she was crossing the street outside of the crosswalk and wearing dark clothing, which may have made it harder for drivers to see her. Carbondale Police and the Jackson County Coroner's Office are still investigating the incident. If you have information, you're asked to call the CPD at 457-3200 or Crime Stoppers at 549-COPS. Over the past 48 hours, Cape Girardeau police say there have been three suspicious deaths in southeast Missouri, and they appear to be related to recreational use of drugs. Officers stress the public is reminded and encouraged to stay away from any illegal opioids or narcotics. If you have information about the deaths, police say you can contact your local law enforcement agency or Troop E of the Missouri State Highway Patrol. That number is 573-840-9500. Operation Lambert is underway in Illinois as state police focus on drivers violating the state's move-over law. Special details are running around the state in honor of Trooper Christopher Lambert. He was struck and killed last year by a passing vehicle. Violators face a fine of at least $250 if they violate the law. The special details run through Sunday. I'm Jennifer Fuller.